Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tannen, hit with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, Elliot. Thanks for having me again. I'm Ashley Makey. I'm the communications coordinator with the Multicultural Association.
Okay, and Ashley, you are back. You had a little bit of a hiatus.
Yes, I was gone for a year because I had introduced my beautiful baby girl last year.
And how's that been going for you?
It's a change. First time mom. I mean, it's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, she had a couple of health issues throughout the way, but she's doing way better now, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kind of breathe now.
Yeah, you can relax and have fun.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, in your role, now that you're back, what kind of direction are you thinking you want to go in? What are the differences that you're seeing? Because obviously a year in a non-for-profit world is a long time. So everybody's excited to have you back. So what's on the horizon for you?
Yeah, getting back into the groove of things, starting off with the Canada Day coming up. That's my first big project since returning.
Okay.
In, I believe, end of April, beginning of May was around the time I came back. So yeah. haven't been through some crazy events yet.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking to make our communications and social media and bigger and better so that everyone knows what we're all talking about and what we're going and doing in town.
That's great. Now, as far as Canada Day is concerned, what kind of activities do you think are going to be going on from the Multicultural Association side?
Yeah, so on Canada Day at Kian Park, we're hosting a pancake and bannock breakfast in the morning, and then we're going to be part of the parade. And a part of the pancake breakfast will also be showcasing cultural performers.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and then there'll be a couple of activities for the families and their kids to do, scavenger hunt and all of that.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so for like somebody like me who has a kid who is definitely going to be participating, where online can I go find this information? Is it like on your Facebook website? Like where can I get it?
Yeah, right now everything's on our Facebook event page. We have an event posted up, so regular updates talking about what to expect and what to look for. It will be up on that page. We're on Facebook at MCA4WB.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, because you are working online, when you're at home, do you go online that much?
I used to, and then I just started realizing that's just a little bit too much, so I've started taking a step back from social media for my personal, so now I'm really only ever on it when I'm at work.
Right. It is one of those things, and the reason I ask is because I actually don't spend a lot of time myself on social media. I put a lot of content on there for sure. And people think like, oh, you must always be on your phone. I'm just like, not that much. I'm kind of like, I'm over it kind of deal, you know? If once you make it your day-to-day.
You're lying.
Exactly, yeah.
What do you mean?
I see you on your phone all the time.
Yeah, but not on.
He's lying, audience, he's lying. He's on his phone often.
I can't talk my way out or explain it because that would take way too long and get way too personal.
I mean, to be fair, when I'm at home, sometimes I'll go on to like TikTok or something and scroll through some videos, but not Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
I can't get. It's easier for me to get into the doom scrolling because I'm more invested in what everyone else is doing.
What's a doom scroll?
When you just get locked into videos or scrolling and you just like endlessly scroll.
Yeah.
Like scroll.
And then before
doom.
You know it, 3 hours are gone and it's 4 a.m. and you're like, I gotta work in 2 hours.
That's a great term. Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons I took Facebook off my phone and just like was like, I'm just gonna log on only when I'm at work.
You took it off your phone?
Completely.
So So you go on like the computer to get on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody better be paying you while you're doing that, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the interface. How are you liking Facebook using it on a website, like on your computer, the browser, versus using it on your phone?
For my position as communications coordinator, it's a lot easier on the website because they have like the Meta Business Suite. I find that's a little bit more user-friendly than on the phone.
Yeah.
Because I can have like a tab open with all the information versus, I mean, technically I could do that too with my computer and my phone, but when I'm on location, it's a bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell everybody, like, if you're using like these social media tools as like a career or as a job, use the computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much more robust in what you can access, what you can see. And like, yes, it's easy on your phone. They make it very easy.
It's but easy for day to day. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're missing so much.
Yeah, but as a career, you want to have access to all the analytics. You want to have access to the planning tools. And that's a lot easier to access when you're on your computer.
Yeah. So are you primarily, and you don't have to shout out the program you're using, are you going independently into every social media app to post, or do you have like a program that allows you to multi-post?
So before I used to use Hootsuite
quite
a bit, but right now I've been mostly using Meta Business, which is
been
relatively a lot easier because it's all, you make one post and it posts to everything that you're attached to.
Interesting. Like, it'll literally post to competitive apps?
Not competitive apps, no.
Okay, the ones, but, and they almost,
I would have to go to, lot, like, but, if for, yeah. for, like, say, YouTube, or if I go on X, Twitter, also known as Twitter.
Yeah.
Those I would do separately as well, but Twitter has a really nice business suite as well, like a planning suite as well attached to it. I can't remember what it's called right now.
Yeah. X or Twitter, who knows?
Yeah. Exactly.
What a great marketing tool, though. Like, changing that to X, everybody gets confused. You talk about it a little bit longer. Like, yeah, we're not going to get into Elon.
It's a lot shorter when you're typing in the browser.
yeah, exactly. It's just right there.
Even though the hyperlink is still Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like,
I mean, it makes sense. Habit. We've had Twitter for how long before it became X?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And we're still talking about it,
exactly.
So, you know, I don't go on Twitter ever. When they switched over, like, I got kind of taken out somehow, like, anyways.
Yeah, I got banned.
Yeah.
And I don't know how, I think I posted, because I, in my day-to-day life, I do, or I used to, I should say, do game streaming on Twitch.
Okay.
But, so I went to go post an announcement saying, hey everybody, I'm about to stream a so-and-so game, come check it out, and I got banned for it.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, because there's so many streamers who do the same thing.
Yeah, interesting. No, when I went in, because I wasn't posting, like, I had a link to Facebook or Instagram, so it would like send a link every once in a blue moon. And then when I clicked in to go, all of a sudden it was like, oh, you have to pay or verify or something. I was like, I wasn't using it, so I'm good.
We'll pay to get verified. That's great.
Yeah. But we still talk about it. Like, anyways, moving on. Okay, outside of Canada Day, what are some other things like upcoming in the world of the Multicultural Association?
With the Canada Day, that's coming up on the 1st. And then after that, our next thing is going to be the Alberta Culture Days. Those are in the works right now. That's our World Meets in Wood Buffalo workshops. More details to come as it gets closer too. But that's coming up. We usually host cultural workshops. Last year we had ASL workshops, I believe some dance workshops. Who knows what we're going to get this year?
Okay, very interesting. Now, I don't know if we've ever talked about it on camera, but we've talked about it off camera, and it was the play that you were in.
I believe I have, the last time I was on, we talked about...
What was it called again?
Misery.
Misery, thank you. Boom. Now, we just spoke with Moon about her play, what would you call it, debut. So, are we going to see you back anytime soon? Is there anything that you're reading, or now with work and motherhood, you're just like, I got to put that on
the
back? We
will see. I am one of the board of directors on Swamp Rat Experience, the theater board that actually put on Doubt.
Yeah.
And I was really excited because that's one of my favorite shows. When Steph came up and said, hey, we're doing Doubt, I'm like, oh, Yes. Yeah. I would have gone if my daughter hadn't been going for surgery the week of the audition date. Yeah. So I was going, oh, maybe next time. Yeah. I'll do a different show. But we'll see. Right now I'm in the process of writing. I'd like to get it finished sometime soon. I don't know when that's going to be. But at the moment, I'm just going to stay on the volunteer board of directors and support where I can, because right now I don't think I can commit to another show like Misery.
Yeah, fair enough, because that was powerful.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of time. And when I have a kid who has certain needs, it's a lot harder.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
To manage it, so, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, Tanner's tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. So before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
For sure. I'd like to invite everyone to our Canada Day Bannock and Pancake Breakfast taking place at Key M Park on July 1st, as well as our Canada Day Parade. Come check us out. Say hi. It's going to be a lot of great things going on that day. Can't wait to see you.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.